על שולחנוך. סימן טוב ריש פריחס סעיף א', שולחנוך פסקנס כרוכים המוקופים חוים המויסי הישוע בגלל סיריס המוקף חוים המויסי הישוע בגלל אפילו אינו מוקוף ישעכשוב קוירים בתסבוב אם את נער בדונה וחוימה they read the Megillah בתסבוב and even בחוץ לארץ סעיף בייס כפורים ואירס גדוילס וכרוכים שאינו מוקוף ישחוימו ממויס ישוע קוירים ביודלת כרוכים המוקפים חיים ומס ישוע בנון קוירים בתסבור אין המוקף ישחיימו ממס ישוע קוירים ביודלת משתבור explains פשט why פורים is split the two and if it's מוקף חיים ומס ישוע you read בתסבור if it's not מוקף חיים ומס ישוע you read ביודלת בזמן מרדכי, בעיס הנס, כסיב שהיהודים שבכל מוקרים נלחמו ביום י' ג' ונויח בי' ד' ועושו איסי משתה ושמחה ובשושן הבירו נידן ליהודים ללוחם עם העקום גם ביום י' ד' ולעושו יום דפעת תסבוב וכיוון שבאיסי הזמן נחלק הפורים לשני יומים לכן כשקובו מרדכי ואסתר נחלקו גם כן לשני יומים ויורוי לתקן שכל עיר שהיא מוקפס חוימו כמו שושן יהיה דוימה לשושן לאז הספורים בתסבוב ולקבוע שכל עיר המוקפס חוימו אם איזה חשבי רויש יקרו בתסבוב הנה אני אקספלין עוד בית עכשיו בזמן מרדכי ואסתר was two Purims Shushan had one day and the other cities had Yudalet we wanted to make a Zecher for two Purims so if we would only be Koyveya that Shushan does the Svov and all the different places do Yudalet how much people will be in Shushan who knows will be in Shushan so for sure they wanted to be Koyveya Hashem כל מוקים המוקף חיים על הקשושה. אז זה ריחתי כזך עוד בי, תקווה כל מוקים על מוקף חיים על אין דה זמן אף שושה. תקווה את לפי דה זמן אף שושה. אני רוצה כל עיר המוקף אף חיים על איזה חשבי ראש. אלא מכיוון שארץ ישראל לא יסוח הרעיבו. תקווה שכל עיר ועיר שמוקפס חוים ממס ישוע תקרו בתסבור לנס ירושלים would be also included לבד משושן שאף שלא מוקפס חוים ממס ישוע בנון קוירים בתסבור so why do you קובע בזמן ישוע because ירושלים was מוקפס חוים בזמן ישוע and they wonder that ירושלים will also will have תסבור So why dafka b'mois Yehoshua? So Balabatish, Punk then Yerushalayim was Mukev Yishchoyma. The world says, because Yehoshua was the first one that was Moshele Yehoshua Pchalama Anoshim V'tzeli Lochem B'amolik. First Milchama B'amolik, Bartanu already brings it down. First Milchama B'amolik was Duch Yehoshua. So if they had to be koivea a date, they were koivea lefi Mois Yehoshua. Now, as another halacha, chutz from ir hamukef eschoyma mimois Yehoshua shekoyro betesvov is a halacha somuch venire koyro betesvov. What is somuch? Ad tesvov mil. What is nearer that you could see? So you have to have other samuch, other nire. Now, if the samuch starts betoich mil, if you most poiskim, even later it's mamshich and has a aloch of samuch. It doesn't mean that every house has to be samuch. If the samuch starts betoich mil, or the marshal, you have nire. A part of the place is nire. Lamazalim, you have Yerushalayim, and near Yerushalayim is a hefsek, and then you have a neighborhood, Beis Yisrael, and you could see Yerushalayim. So even if later in the other parts of Beis Yisrael and the other Yerushalayim, you can see the old city, but if it's the other parts of Yerushalayim are one piece, and a part of it sees Yerushalayim, everything sees Yerushalayim. Now, we have to know, Lemaise, I'm not going into it, even though this is a noise b'fnei shiur b'fnei atzmoi. So, what is called Yerushalayim really is the Altstadt, old city. What happens with the whole, all the neighbors, the new neighbors in Yerushalayim? So, years ago, when I got married, even in Arnof, Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, they read 2 days. And then Yudalad also. The Yaakov, until today, a lot of them do Yudalad. Ramot. The Meister of Shmuel Zalman, Ikar HaAchron, Rabbi Eliashiv was that every place that in taxes, and in the Eruv, as a part of Yerushalayim, has a din of Yerushalayim. And even if the Eruv tour, but in general, it's me'urav b'tayv Yerushalayim, and it also pays taxes to Yerushalayim. So the Ikar HaAchron was that today came out in all these neighborhoods, they read in Tesvav. Again, you have to know every specific neighborhood. Things change. But the ma'aseh, the meaning is, in chutz from one place in Ramot that some people do Yudalad, and in the Yaakov, most places everyone else does this well. What is the Ikar Aloch? Tells them does Yudalad. Now, there's another Aloch, Ayoris HaMesupokis. Shulchan Aruch says, Koirim b'yudalet v'tesvov. V'le'evor chukim b'yudalet. We're not going into it, how you can make a bracha b'yudalet. Now, but this is the halacha, Ayoris HaMesupokis. Now, the Berki Yosef says that the din somuch v'nire is only to a real Yerush, to a real Mukav Choymo. Ayoris HaMesupokis is no din somuch v'nire. In Bnei Brak, by Lederman, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Chazanish, they were machmir even besomuch lemesupot. So in Lederman, they read the Megillah in Tesvav also. Because Yafo, in Tel Aviv, Yafo, the old shtot, is a suffix if it's called Mukas Choymo, Mukas Yeshua Ben Nun. And Bnei Brak, his house is straight from Tel Aviv till Yafo, till Bnei Brak. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Atfil Chazanish, they were machmir to read in Tesvav and Bnei Brak also. Most people in Bnei Brak do only Yudalet. But that's the halacha. The Ran says the Bayoros HaMesupok is really it's enough to read Yudalet. Because Sofik the Rabbon and Lekule. I say Sofik the Rabbon and Lekule and don't read not in Yudalet, not in Tesvav. He says, then you'll be mevatel et imganzen. So the mele, you read in Yudalet. But after you read in Yudalet, something the Rabbanu Lekul, and you don't really need to read in Tesvav. We pass it again, Ayoros HaMesupokis, you read in Yudalet and Tesvav. But the Ran Megillah says, by Ayoros HaMesupokis, you only read in Yudalet. Mishnah Melech Asa Kashe, Nahabakoy says, state in the Ran, that Be'etzim is the Rabbanu. It was a suffix if you have to do the first two or the last two. Zog the Ran, we make a bracha on all the four. Why? You can't say Sofik the Rabbanon Lekule. As you say, Savi Ramon Likule, so you will not drink Bichlal Dalet Koises. Venimso Dalet Koises bottle. So why here, Misofik Duran says only to read in Yudalet. Say Savi Ramon Likule, both have to be potu. And you can't say Savi Ramon Likule, you'll be chayven both, like Abba Koises. So Mishnah Melech says like this. Dear, if you will only drink the first two koises, and the tzad the right thing to drink is the second koises, you will oikir the mitzvah and gantz. Mashen and mikro megillah, people for sure will read it this vav. People will read in yudalet. The shayla is what you have to do. So you read the first two, you read in yudalet. Mikol mekoyim is two purims. Is a purim that is called purim the frozim. And it's Purim the Mukafi. You could have learned the people that live in Yerushalayim, they call Hamukafi. The people that live in outside of Yerushalayim, Beit Shemesh, Bnei Brak, are called Frozim. The same thing Americans that come to Eretz Yisrael keep 2 days Yontef. And Eretz Yisrael that goes to America, Me'ikar Adin, keeps 1 day. You would say the people that live in Yerushalayim keep this vav. The Americans, the Marshall, do you doubt it? Why here the Americans do this vav? First, we'll speak about the guys that decided to go out. The Teretz is, the Gemara says, Poruz ben yoimoy nikro poruz. Legabi prozim v'mukofim, we don't clear where you are. You're ben chutz la'aretz, ben eretz Yisrael. Poruz ben yoim and nikra poruz. Bepashtus, not only poruz ben yoim and nikra poruz, ben krach ben yoim, but also is nikra ben krach. Now, before I start, that's a Mr. Sugir Chava. There we'll do it a little bit like so. Some say, before we start, there's no musik to have two Purim. There's no musik. Every person has a right for one Purim a year. And that is a lot. And it isn't about two Purims. There's no two poems. They read the Yerushalmi. Chayev bekan ubekan. The Pneumoisha learns. Chayev bekan ubekan? Like some clear. What if a person, you know, is a depressed guy? Today is a lot. He doesn't want Purim. So you could do like this. Sunday you'll be in Yerushalayim. Sunday night you will go to Bnei Brak and you will not have Purim. Doesn't want. He wants to learn. He wants to drink. He does. You pashtas, you tell him. And it doesn't have that. So we have to know, before we start the whole red, we have to know some that say there is no musig of two Purim. And then we have to know real, the real Purim. And because of that, Reb Shlomo Zalman b'tchilas yomo would pass, and I remember these days, that the guys that went to Bnei Brak and came back second days, not to let them to read the Megillah. They have to read, but not to let them to be Shlech Tzibur. Because could be they're not chayv in Megillah. And the people that Baruch Hashem stayed Sunday and learned, and now they're having Purim, these people are not Yoitzer Megillah with the people that are coming back. Because could be they were Yoitzer and Megillah on the first day. And it's not Musak of two Purims. Lemaisa, the Velt is Makbid on it. Yerushalayim, Mesef Yom was not Makbid. The Velt is Makbid not to be Yoitzer Megillah. With someone, we'll see later, it's a Suffolk in Mishnah Aloche, for Ben Bnei Brak could be Moitzi. Lemaisa, and someone that is only Chayev Sunday. He came by day, Monday morning, he came into Yerushalayim. The Kulam is not Chayev in the Megillah. But he knows not to lean. He could lean or not. It's a shaila. It's a shaila. If he's called a bar chiyuva or not. So we're going to feed the tzad that he's not called a bar chiyuva. And only a ben yudalit could be made to yudalit, this one could be made to this one. So here we have the shaila. So before we start to go in to the halachas, if someone really wants to keep two Purims, if lo yitzir, you could keep two Purims, the best way, if you want to be yitzir, if you are all the shittas, is that you have to go to Bnei Brak before Shabbos, or to Beit Shemesh, and to be there for Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos, you'll be there right away when it's Nacht, to stay there Sunday, and to arrive back in Yerushalayim before Monday night. Before Monday night. Then, if he, and the tzad that you could have two Purims, if you most shittes, you will have two Purim. And we'll try to be mazmer. Now, I want to explain these halachas. The Biur Halacha and Siman Tov Reish Peiches writes a lashon that he didn't write nowhere. Seif ze rabu peroisov moid. It's a lot of details. I'm a primigoner of Bishar HaAchroim. He attacked me with the Bura Raket Shittas Rashi שהסכים לו לארבע ראשונים. וגם זה בקיצור נמרוץ. ומכל מקום למעשה אני מבקש מהקוירה שלא ישמח אולי לעניין ברוכה. והם בשביל דגבוירים שהתיקו לדברי הירושלמי שבניר שעוקר דירוסי בלילת הסבור והלך לכך נסחייב בכאן ובכאן. So the Bura Loch is asking the Oilom not to rely on him le'inyan brocha. What is the pshat? This Haloch in the Golas didn't exist. To have two Purim is a modern thing. It was no Ayoros and Chutzlots Kima that people had this vow. And even if yes, till you go from one place to the other, you lost the whole Purim. No one would go. Hain is in a matzah, you could go to Beit Shemesh, have a whole Purim, and come back here. So it's new halachas. And it was not a klora mesoira what to do. So the Biur Halacha asks as a favor, even after you learn my shita, not le'inyan brocha. So we're trying to go the klal. I'm saying there's a lot of protein. The Mishnah Berurah learns, if you and Yudalid ben Purim the Frozim, you called a ben Prozim, Porus ben Yoimoi. If you and Tesvov and Yerushalayim, you called Mukaf Choymo. When is the time that is Koyveya Lefidech of Etzchaim? Before Netz. Meaning Lefidech of Etzchaim, you could leave Yerushalayim Motzei Shabbos and arrive in Bnei Brak 3 o'clock in the morning, and you will have Sunday a Purim in Bnei Brak. You could arrive back in Yerushalayim Sunday night, late by night, before Alois HaShachar or Netz, and Monday morning, and you will have the second Purim. The Chazon Ish is Choylek, and he says you have to be in Prozim, in the beginning of the night. Remember this year, if someone wants to have two Purims, the Fidei Chazon Ish, he has to be in Bnei Brak already Motzei Shabbos. The only way to do it is B'derech Klal. Then you leave, you go away for Shabbos. This is Be'etzem, the main two shittas. We'll go by it. Lefide, Ben Yerushalayim Shenosa Lebnei Brak. Koidem Alaylo. Or He went out in the middle of the night. And he has a plan to come back. I'll give you an example. A guy in Amazon, he doesn't want two Purims this year. But Shabbos, he went to Neibach to the Gdolim. But Chas v'Shalom, he's not planning to have two Purims. He's planning Motzei Shabbos to be back. Or if I come. Motzei Shabbos, the Olam told him, Tat. He took a car and he's going to Neibach for a couple of hours to collect the Beit Shemesh. And he's going back to Yerushalayim. And his plans is to be back in Yerushalayim before the light, before Aleis HaShachar on it. And he comes back. Lekule Alme is potur from the first Purim. Because he was not there. So Lefidim Shabu, that's Pashit. Because he was not there when it became the morning of Sunday. Even Lefidim Chazanish, because his Das Betchilas Purim was not to be there. What would be what happens most times? The guy goes to Bnei Brak and he has a plan to come back to Yerushalayim. The next thing that he knows, it's Sunday morning. Now it can happen for a couple of reasons. Adi Leyada. It can happen that the guys that took him promised him that they're going back, and the guy decided that he wants to stay. And now he can't afford it. It's 3 o'clock at night. It's a big problem because he didn't read the Megillah yet. The Maisa and the Tzad will be he'll be Nischayev. So then now they have to have a Megillah little, but then Motzei Shabbos. Meikar Adin is not Chayev in Purim BeYudalet because he didn't have a das to stay. And that's being a guy that changed his mind. Being a guy that did not change his mind. Because what he could do, he found himself Sunday morning awake in Bnei Brak, or the guys didn't want to take him back. The Luch Eretz Yisrael that they have all over, Hashem Michal Tekushinsky, he says that Mikol Mukim is a tzadar, he is Nischayev, even if he's a oynes, and he has to read the Megillah Sunday morning in Bnei Brak of B'Shemesh. Now, what would be if someone went to Bnei Brak al das to stay in Bnei Brak? Lefidim Chazanish, he left already early, but before Shabbos, but Shabbos, Lefidim Mishnebura, and he stayed till Sunday morning, and Yudalet, and then he's going back to Ibn Yerushalayim, Lekula Alma Yischayev, Purim and Sunday. I'm asking, he left before Shabbos, almost Shabbos, Lefidim Mishnebura, and he stayed till Sunday morning, and he's coming back, Lekula Alma Yischayev, and two Purim. But I want to tell you a chumrah. Where to read the Megillah? A lot of that you find in Yeshiva, and you find it this year, you can't find it, but I remember every year, you know, you had in the Malon HaMerkaz, Prima Palace, the one near Zichron Moshe, every year, Lel Yudalet was a Kriyas HaMegillah. Why? All the chutzlals, they can go back. They take the 12 o'clock flight, they arrive in the morning, they have the whole Purim there. So they wanted to hear the Megillah. So Rosh Hashanah is not the Katchila. Because Lemaisa now they're in the Lekrach. Or the opposite. The guys that went to Bnei Brak and we said they come back Sunday morning, Lekula Amma, they consider you Dalit. But it's more Mehuda that they will read the Megillah in the place that has the Halacha of Yudalet. Now again, we said Lefi the Chazanish, to be Mischayev in Bnei Brak or B'Shemesh, you have to leave before night. But if you left Yerushalayim after the night of Motzei Shabbos, you're not Mischayev in Yudalet. Zog the Chazon Ish of the boys that live in Bnei Brak and their houses in Bnei Brak, so it's enough, even if they're in Shabbos and Yeshiva, if they go and they have a das, Motzei Shabbos, they go back and they leave after Nacht, they can also get a din of Bnei Yudalet. And this Be'etzim brings us back to a Shaila. Legabi Bochim that live in Yerushalayim. And they went to Bnei Brak when they have to be back. But we'll get to it. What's not another shaila that happens every year? A person goes to Bnei Brak al das to stay there till the morning. He goes to the Chevret, they hired a car, got permission, and they went to Bnei Brak. After 2 hours into collecting, he has a fight with the Olam in the car. His brogers, you know, all the people behave like babies, and he goes out of the car, he's going back to Yeshiva. Finish, he doesn't have where to go, because the whole plan of the Suda was to eat by the fifth cousin of the sister of the other Bacher, yeah? And now he doesn't have a place, so he goes on a bus, takes a taxi back to Yerushalayim. Roy Poiskim hold that he's Patur. He was in the Nefilim Mishneh Berurah. He was never there when it was morning. What? A second. Not lechumre, only lekule. Filach Mishneh Berurah, you have to be Filach Mishneh Berurah. If you had a das to go back, it's only lekule. But lemais, if you're not there when it's morning, so you don't have a pur. The Chazani says, Val b'tchilas alaylo, he had a das to stay in Bnei Brak. So he was nischayev. But the Finach Azanish, it's only taken if they left before Shabbos. But if they left Motzei Shabbos, so the Finach Azanish, they were never nischayev. So b'meila doesn't help the das. Finach Mishneh Berurah, the Iker Zman that is Kriveya is the morning. So you have to be in Bnei Brak in the morning. So the Meir B'chai Gavna, you have to know if you go back, Lefid Chazanish, so again, if you left after Nach, and you came back, so then you're okay. Because the beginning of the night, you are not there. Now, what happens if a person has a das to go back? He leaves Motzei Shabbos, or before Shabbos, and he's planning to come back. In the middle of the night, he decides to stay. In the middle of the night, he has a das to stay. So here we are. Lefid Mishneh Berurah is the tzad. Vali had a das in the beginning of the night to go back. Even if in the end he stayed, he's not chayev. Chaznish wonders how it could be. How it could be, but if someone in the middle of the night decides to leave, Abul Maizat Samachleikis, if a person again left in the beginning of the night, he had a das to go back, and then he decided to stay, so he has to keep two Purim Misafek, and to say Ala Nisim and Ala Achava. So this is Klape Yudalet. Now what happens, Fakel? A person went to Yerushalayim Al Das to come back to Yerushalayim Belel Tezvot. He was Nischayev in Bnei Brak. If he comes back before Nach Yerushalayim, Lekula Al Meyaz, and the Tzad that you could have two Purims, he's Chayev in two Purim. Here we said, some people say, Taki, you cannot have two Purim. Now, what would be if a person went to Bnei Brak, and in the beginning of the night, he was misupik if he's planning to come back to Yerushalayim or not. And in the middle of the night he decided he wants to come back to Yerushalayim, he will have a second Purim. I will explain. He went to Bnei Brak, he enjoyed Purim very much. He decided that Batsam he doesn't need another Purim. Avada is a hak Monday here. Monday morning he will come. He'll be in the dancing on Megillah and on Donish. But he needs it. Then he decided, you know what, I'm going back. In the middle of the night, he's going back. And from Zaman Erbach holds, he's Mischayev. Lefid HaChazanish, he needs to beer in the beginning of the night. And even if he doesn't need to beer physically, I will explain in a second, but he has to have a das to go back. Now, again, Shmuel Zalman Auerbach said, and the Chazanish says, that Bochim that learned Yerushalayim could be Me'ikar Adin, it's enough that they will come back a bit late. But Mikol Mokoyim, they for sure have to have a das. So we'll explain. Me'ikar Adin, lefi de Mishneh Brura, if a person goes to Bnei Brak, and he has a das to be in Bnei Brak Sunday and in Yerushalayim Monday, this is the best case. If Me'ikar Adin, he could leave late Motzei Shabbos, and he could be back late Sunday night in Yerushalayim, and he'll be chayev in two pools. He doesn't have to be here in the beginning of the night. And he doesn't have to have the das in the beginning of the night. Lefi de Chazanish, he has to be here in the beginning of the night. He has to be in Mokim Achiv in the beginning of the night, and he has to have a das. So he has to be in Bnei Brak right away Motzei Shabbos, and he has to be here right away Sunday. And that the Chazanish said, even that this is the halacha, could be people that live in Bnei Brak and going back home, it's enough that they had a das in the beginning of the night to go, even if they didn't leave Yerushalayim before, they were there already Motzei Shabbos right away. The same thing Chazanish B'Pei Shmua said, that if they come back to Yerushalayim, if the boys are learning in Yerushalayim, so it's kilu they came back home. So even if they were late Sunday night after Nach when they came back, Abide had a das to come back, it's enough. But they have to have a das, miyad this man says, Akichovim. Avaluyetsu, they were planning to stay. And then in the middle of the night they decided to come back, then it doesn't help. Lefi de Chazanish. Now, I want to be madgish, and I will say, Lamezogin, sometimes it's guys that don't live in Yerushalayim. What do you mean they don't live in Yerushalayim? Americans that came to visit for Purim. Because some friends came to visit him for Purim. He tells them, you know, we're going to have two Purims. What's the Shabbos? Going to Chaim Kanievsky, and what's the Shabbos of Bnei Brak, B'Chemesh, and Sunday back to Yerushalayim. So the guy will tell him, I heard a shiur of Nissen Kaplan that you have to be in time. So this is the reason we're going for Shabbos, and I want to be back before Nach, because if not, I'm jumping in Purim, I don't have a Purim. So the guy tells him, yeah, but he said in shiur that the guys live in Yerushalayim, it's enough that they have a das to go back, they don't have to be there in the beginning of the day. So he has to tell them, yeah, this is for you, Bochim, that are learning in the mirror, brisk. But you that learn and live in Lakewood, and you visiting me, for you to be Mischayel, Fideh Chazanish, and Second Purim, you have to be here Sunday night before Nach. I said again, from Zalman said, Lekatchile, everyone to be back before Nach. If you want to be Mischayev to Purim. And I will explain why people are so much machmir in these shittas. Because we remember, we have shittas that hold that there's no musig of to Purim. There's no musig to be chayev to Purim. And if there's no musig in the same, we'll see what has to happen if there's no musig that you chayev to Purim. It's two options what can happen when a person is not chayev to Purim. As one tzad is that is Yoytze Yudalet and he can't be Mischayev Tzvah. And as one tzad that maybe when he had such a plan, so Tzvah is his real day. Now, we have to know that Halachat Shulchan Aruch is someone that lives in Yerushalayim and reads the Megillah in Yudalet. But the Yavid is Yoytze. It's Halachat. So folgende Meforshim, Teisves. So how it could be that a person could be chayav in two Purims, even if someone lives in Yerushalayim and he reads the Megillah, but the Yevet B'Yudalet is Yoytze. So the Meforshim answer like this. When someone lives in Yerushalayim and he's a Mukov, and he reads the Megillah, B'Yudalet is Yoytze, but the Yevet. But if he's opposed by Yudalit, so that Megillah is opposed to Dikig Megillah. The Mele, he's not Yoitza, the Muk of Dikig Megillah, but the Evid by Yudalit. Yeah, Belondes, I think, is a lot of Mokim to be done in Mekatsa today. Oh, but you have to know that could be the guy is taki as a mukef and he's not opposed. He reads the Megillah b'Yudalet. He's b'di'evet yoitze, and there's no Megillah b'tezvo. And he doesn't have a Megillah b'tezvo. So Lemosh, a person that lives in Yerushalayim and he goes to Bnei Brak and he comes back Monday to Yerushalayim Sunday night, and the tzaddik has no two poems. What he was yoitze Yudalet. So, if we say a person has such a plan, so he cannot be chlad be mischayev Yudalet, he's only mischayev tezvov, but could be val he heard the Megillah be Yudalet, so b'di'evet he was yoitze. As if he had been krach. On the tzad that you have two Purims, you're not yoitze. But on the tzad that you have one Purim, b'di'evet you're yoitze, or if you make tznoi. So comes second day, you're only chayev b'di'evet. You're not chayav b'etzem mikra megillah. So this is the reason Rav Shmuel Zalman was very machmir. The yeshiva here, the Magdanet. Why I'm saying that? Try to be a little bit practical. A lot of guys decide to go to Bnei Brak. I mean, like, you know, because a person you have no yitzim, you want to have twice. Say it, Hashem Shomayim. And when they come back, these 10 guys, they don't know how to read the megillah. Some of them cannot read the Megillah physically in that time. So normally he asks some Bachim Alamo that know how to read, and they normally Voltaneer, and they read for everyone. Now, so you have to know, if this group goes to someone that lives in Yerushalayim, a Bachim that lives in Yerushalayim, it's good. Or, if that bocher came with them, it's also good. But lo yitzir lemashal, I'll give you a couple examples that could be a problem. These guys are elicha guys. They came back Sunday afternoon. They couldn't, they fell asleep. The kids didn't wake up by night. They wanted to find someone that will read in the Megillah. And they find a guy that just came now from Bnei Brak. Now, could be Lefi Chazanish. Could be this guy who doesn't have two Purims. He can't be mighty then. Or the marshal, there's a couple guys that I hear that they want to hear the Megillah. They didn't hear the Yeshiva was banging. And they're trying to find a minion from guys that just arrived from Bnei Brak. It's also not good. Because could be they don't have two Purims. Rav Zalman, like I said before, is very machmir that the Olam that come back to Yerushalayim not to read the Megillah before they come back to Yerushalayim. Because could be they're not chayed in Beit Shemesh. They're in Beit Shemesh and they plan to go back to Yerushalayim. They know they're going back late, so they want to make a Kiras Megillah chutz Yerushalayim. Rav Zalman says, even if could be will say that b'di'evet, if you go back, you become mechuyev because you become a ben krach. But because man you're not a ben krach, you're not a ben krach. So you can't make the minion there. You can't make the minion there because could be you're not chayev. Moshe, a lot of people do it. I'll tell you what they do. There, it's a bit different. In my days, in Bnei Brak, they had a letterman, a minion that they read the Megillah. It's on the Sofik of Chaim Kanievsky. So the guys that went planned to go back home, like myself, I live in Yerushalayim. So we all hear Megillah. You have to know, the problem is it practical? Beit Shemesh is a bit lechter, but it's a problem. Traffic, you know, it's always not the best thing. We have a whole country that has Purim Sunday, and one or two cities that have Monday. You have to understand what happens when 6 million people want to join that Purim. To get into Yerushalayim 2-3 hours before Purim, it's come out like Sunday. This week, Sunday, yeah? Everything is blocked. So sometimes it's not worth it. Either you decide you're not machmir the chazanish, or you decide to leave 12 o'clock. But you start to leave 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, normally you get to Yerushalayim very late. So, b'meile, the person has to know. I'm saying again, the Chazon Ish himself was maker for the Bochim that live in Yerushalayim. It's enough that they have a das to go back to Yerushalayim, even if they arrive after Nacht. But if your father is here and he's visiting with you, and different people, if they want to have to Purim, they talk you have to be makbid to come back before. Again, the film Shabbat, the Chazon Ish is not maker. Shem Zaman said, even that he's telling the Olam to read only after they came back to Yerushalayim. So again, the meaning was, you stayed in Bnei Brak, you ate a Suda, and late by night you came back to the Yerushalayim. Shem Zaman says to do the Mikra Megillah in Yerushalayim, not in Bnei Brak. But Ala Nisim already, you could say in Shmoneh Esrei Afilu outside Bnei Brak, outside Yerushalayim. Happens a guy, and here it's, it happens a lot, this happens about every year. Guys go to Sunday to Bnei Brak, and they're planning to come back to have Purim in Yerushalayim Monday. It doesn't make a difference. But they're planning to be back for Purim, they want to have 2 days Purim. Sunday they were there, enjoyed themselves, and they wake up, it's Monday morning, yeah? Monday morning. What to do now? L'fi d'mishne bura, they only have one pur. They could come to Yerushalayim, they're welcome, but it's not pur. Chazon Ish has a tzad that while he planned to go back, even though we said be'etzem l'fi d'chazon Ish, you have to be here by night. So we said, because you really have been krach, if you have a das to go back, could be you mischayev. Could be you mischayev. Memele, aval is a tzad to read without a bracha. Now, I want to say it's another chiddush. And this halacha. The Gemara says, "Pose ben yoimoy have a pose." Meaning to say, we are called Bnei Yerushalayim. We're living in Yerushalayim. We want to join Bnei Brak, we could join Bnei Brak. Is it sad that Americans, meaning your parents, or visitors, or guys that are living in Slabodka, they are Bnei Barakim, Bechemishnikas, they cannot have two Purims. Pose ben yoimoy have a pose. Aber ben krach ben yoimoy is no musig of a ben krach. So mel, if you're not an anshi Yerushalayim, it's more slightly that you cannot have. Again, every time it goes to the Sveikis, that could be that you be chayim. It's a bad thing like this. Mi'ikar adin is a suffix if a person could have two Purims or not. The ikar aloch of the poiskim hold that a person could have two Purims, aber lechumre the world is makbid at not. And b'meile, when you come back, is a shayla legabe de broche and mikra megila. B'meile, if you come back, there's a shayla and the mikra megillah. What a lot of yeshivas try to do, that they keep some people from Yerushalayim that did not read the megillah, and they wait till the guys come back and they have a minyan, and a person from Yerushalayim reads it with a bracha. A person in Yerushalayim reads it with a bracha. But if not, again, Shem Zalman, Sef Yomov said that you could make the bracha, Chayev Bezeh Vebezeh, or by the Machmirim, and we see even in Mishdebur, Nem Tzachon, that you could make a bracha, we saw that he says in Bilaloche, don't rely on Milinian bracha. It's not sure in the Sugis, he's asking a favor not to rely on him. It's good to listen to this favor. Not to rely on Milinian bracha. Why I'm saying it, Baruch Hashem, everyone that is here, Derech Klal, people that stay at Halacha Shir by night, are people that want to keep Halacha. Purim is a Heli Ketog. But then what is running around the two Purims, the second Purim, with a Bracha, on a Bracha, Mikra, Megile, everything becomes one big Didi Eved. So you have to know if it's Manezek Tzobe B'Sham, for the melech, yeah. You have to know if it's worth it. But you have to make a plan. What will be when you come to Yerushalayim? You make a bracha or not? And like I said, the suffix is alamol. Maybe a person could have two pools. But then if you come after Nacht, could be lefidich as an issue and it's too late. Or if you didn't have a das to go back and you change your mind. If you're not a person that lives in Yerushalayim, so then for sure if you're not back in time, you can't make a bracha. And not only that, could be even if you're the shittas that are two Purim, but only Porus ben Yoimoy, and not Mukav ben Yoimoy. The shir is not negia only to the Americans that are going to have 2 days, even to us, that we're not planning to have 2 days. But we wake up in the morning and we go to shtips. And a guy reads the Megillah. Who he is? Must have been very nice. American Bacher that Nevach was Sunday in Neibrak. Now, maybe he's not Chayef. So, I'm telling you now, it's wrong if you went to Neibrak to be a Baal Koyre and a Minyan here. Monday morning in the shul. Because Be'etzem, the other people are Chayef Be'ikar Adin, and you Chayef as a Chumra. And Amelia, you're spoiling it for everyone when you wait to him. So you have to be Makpid. And that is for sure a good chumre. To be makbid at the Baal Koyre, or the one, I'm telling you, in the morning it's a problem, people wake up late, and you know, you find all different minyanim with all different guys that read. You have to know that a guy really has two Purims. Could be it's the second Purim that he has. And I'm saying, it could be somewhat childless if exists such a zach. And if exists, you know, what his das was. Like we said, if he didn't have a plan to go back, and then he decided to go back. It's a tzad that he's brought to. He doesn't know the halachas. He knows you get dressed up both ways. But he doesn't know, he had a das. Not to come, he has to come. And the same thing when you're in Bnei Brak. There's a group of American Bochrim. Oh, they read the Megillah. That guy was planning to go back, he got stuck here. Now he's reading the Megillah. Pashas, he's not chayv in two Purims. So again, a guy that wants to go, decide now, I'm going, I'm staying for 2 days. And like Atchila, I'm leaving before Shabbos, and I'll have 2 days. And I'm saying, if you are learning in Yeshiva, then you could rely Be'etzem to be back late Sunday night. If you're not living in Yerushalayim, and you want to have two Purims, at least to be late to Chazanish also, you have to attend and plan to be back before Nacht of Sunday night to have two Purims. This is the Iker HaLocha that a person has to have. Rabbi Liborch Finkel asked the stipler, if he does two Purims, he has to make Shechiyonu in the second Mikra Megillah. Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu. So the stipler told him, what, you're the Baal Koyre? But he said, and if yes, tell him to do be machshove, to do be machshove. To do be machshove. Now a lot of times, it's time one where aloche, that is negea, but a person has a flight. A person has a flight. Sunday and Motzi Shabbos. So we said Lemaisa is in Yerushalayim. Lefi the Chazon Ish, could be he's not mischayev be Yudalet if he's not in Yudalet. So it could be if he lives there and he has a plan to go there, could be it could help. So Lemaisa, this year is not again so much, but people again that have a plan to leave Motzi Shabbos to America, the better thing is that Shabbos they will not stay in Yerushalayim, they will stay outside of Yerushalayim. And b'meile, when he leaves Motzi Shabbos, he gets a Purim. But if not, if he the Chazon Ish could be a tzad, if he leaves Motzi Shabbos, so he doesn't have a Purim Yudalet, and then he doesn't have a Purim Bezvot. Really, he missed Purim. Let's Hashem, next week we'll do Parsha Zohar, Yonim for Parsha Zohar, and Megillas Esther, even if it's Motzi time.